Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, author, a new book coming out very shortly, and the subject of two documentaries. She is a philanthropist. She has given so much of herself to causes such as the Girl Scouts and the Girl Guides, YWCA in the past, but so many organizations, business organizations for women, and really mentoring women, young women, has been a life-changing force for so many people, but especially this lady, Yvonne Coleman Larry. She is the subject of an extensive radio series, and you could hear her, I think, on it's up to 15 different outlets now. You can hear all of her shows there, and it's Americana. That's what I think of it, is Americana. It's wonderful. And she is a witness to history. She's a participant in history, and just absolutely wonderful. Yvonne Coleman Larry is our very special guest. Yvonne, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Are you doing any differently than the last time we spoke? I know Texas had opened up, but it was a little too early to make an assessment. You know, I spoke to another friend of mine who's out in Texas, and they're like, way too early. They opened up way too early, and this is a little scary. What's your take on what's going on?
I agree with him. I think we opened up too soon. I mean, I haven't been a part of that, but from what I can read in the newspaper, and that's my major way of knowing what's going on, the majority are saying, oops, we started too quickly, and that this is now going to last longer because of it. So I don't know what the answer is, but they say stay in, and so I'm staying in. Even though I did go to my eye doctor this week and got a good report, that was the important thing on that. So anyway, everything's going as usual, and I have a dinner tomorrow night, and we're going to sit in somebody's backyard and have dinner together. These are neighbors. And so it's nice to have wonderful neighbors and friends to for us young, for us young old folks.
Yeah, well, one of the things I hear you saying, and it's good news that you got a nice report back from the eye doctor, but one of the things I hear you saying is just because the governor says, hey, it's okay to go, or someone says, the government says, hey, it's okay to go out there, doesn't mean you have to listen, right? You can be discreet on your own, and you could take the chance only if you want to take the chance. What I hope, though, is that when people are going to places like doctors, that they're wearing masks and they're keeping their social distancing. Did you experience a positive interaction with people?
I think everybody, well, I know all the staff people had on masks, and most of them, I mean, I don't know, they may have all had on gloves. And now, I did not have on gloves because I had run out, but I did have my mask on. And in the meantime, because I had told so many people I ran out of gloves, I've had 4 or 5 people to come by and bring gloves and masks and all this. So anyway, I'm looking at my sack of masks, and even though I was using bandanas mostly, some of them are very colorful and pretty, and some of them are the, you know, very sterile type looking. But anyway, but when I go out, I try to do all those kind of things to make sure that I do not pick up somebody else's germs.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, when I see people walking around without masks and they're, you know, they're being silly about it or they're being cavalier, I don't say, boy, look how tough they are, or look how, you know, brave they are. I think in my mind, like, look how selfish they're being, because it's them, they're supposed to have the mask on to protect the other people from their germs, because we don't know what, you know, you're inside. We know where you are, and you're very protective, and when you went out, you were covered in a mask, and when you have gloves on, but I'm sure you wash up when you, you know, every chance you get. So you're probably not infected. with coronavirus, COVID-19. But you cover up, you're protecting people just in case you are infected. So then there's these people that are walking around with no masks, masks at all, and that bothers me because it's like they don't seem to care whether they're spreading it to somebody else like you, or somebody you know that has maybe a heart condition or a kidney condition. That's what bothers me. Frank McKay here with Yvonne Coleman Lowry, and she is wonderful to talk to. Binge listen to everything that we've been doing here. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. And that's a very common place to hear podcasts and radio shows. And please go there. But there's so many other places. SoundCloud, if you prefer. Deezer is one. I just found out that Deezer is a new one. And so Himalaya is one. But there's so many different outlets that you can go and hear Yvonne Coleman Lowry and her series and our series with her. And again, we'll let you know shortly. Where you could watch the two documentaries. One's made and one's being made, and just finishing touches being done on that. And we'll let you know where to get the book real shortly. And you know, a lot of people like something in front of them to look at and to read. And I don't think it's old school. I like that myself, to be honest with you. And I like to have a hard book in front of me. But again, Frank McKay here with Yvonne Coleman Lowry. Just getting back to what I was just saying there, as far as protecting others from ourselves, from our possible sicknesses, and that's what I do because I'm sequestered. I'm very careful about where I'm going, but at the same time, just in case I have something, I don't want to give it to anyone else. I don't want to give it to somebody that might not be able to handle it. You've been through a lot, and you're 84 years young. And you've been through a lot in those 84 years. You've seen World War II, and you've seen, you know, different wars after that. Every war that's come to this country and been in front of this country since then. But if you go back, and you've always been active, you've been active as a Brownie, Girl Scout, and so forth. You've been through World War II. You've been through the Depression. Do you think people at that time were more concerned with others than we are now? Can you say that? And I know it depends on the individual. There's wonderful people around now, and there were wonderful people then. But where were they more conscientious about society in general, then or now?
Oh, that's a hard question. I don't guess I even questioned things as I was growing up, as a child or even as a young adult. The world is more open now in the sense that there's, you know, I was in college before I had a television set. What has happened since television became, you know, everything else, listening all the soundings, you know, who all can hear this broadcast, for instance. I mean, that just wasn't possible, many years ago, or even a few years ago, and that aspect of it is different. But I think that I think this is probably the worst epidemic of something that we've had that I recall.
No question. Historically.
And the thing about it, I'm thinking about the weather changing here. That I catch myself sneezing. Because I have a house all open, and I'm thinking, oh, now it's important that when I go out that I have a mask in case there's enough pollen in the air or whatever to make me sneeze, even though I don't think I would be sneezing the bad stuff. But even so, I don't want to, you know, but I don't want somebody else to have hay fever either, so I guess that's a good thing. And I think we need to listen when, you have to, I guess, whoever you want to listen to, whether it's your governor who makes the decisions, or if my doctor told me to do something, I would do that. But there's a lot more ways to let people know what to do nowadays. And I just want to take precautions correctly so that I do not give, you know, I don't know, you shouldn't give hay fever to somebody. But even so, I think it's important that we all consider each other and what is going on. And I think that we're opening up too soon, but I will abide by that and let the other people do it. But I noticed in the paper this week that, oh, and I left myself notes, but where is it? That we have had about 4,000 people in Texas that have been diagnosed with the disease and the deaths and all. At Fort Worth, I think, is, you know, been pretty good, but still, you know, it's not happiness for so many people.
Yeah, no, it's excellent point. Yvonne Coleman Lowry, once again, is our very special guest. Frank McKay here, continuing our extensive radio series with Yvonne Coleman Lowry. You know, you mentioned that there's different places that people can choose to listen to, and I think that's a good point. I have another friend, not even the same person that I referred to before, but a lady that is from Southern Texas, and I won't be too specific, but she doesn't love the president, and she doesn't love the governor of Texas, but she does love her local mayor. You know, or does respect, and actually she loves the local mayor. So she listens to that mayor, and she, you know, she chooses, and she also likes Dr. Fauci, you know, the doctor that's for the president, and she listens there. So there's enough people to choose from. So if you do like the president, you could listen and do whatever he wants to do, and you could listen to the governor if you're a big fan of the governor. So, and I shouldn't even say like or dislike or love or whatever, but if you relate more, there are plenty of people out there that are giving advice on this that you can relate with, that you're comfortable with. Now, again, Girl Scouts, Girl Guides, I don't know that they're, I'm sure, right, that they're putting out indicators, and maybe the leadership there would turn around and say, look, this is something that we heard and that we believe, and people should do this to be careful, or people should do that to be careful, or this is something. Is that something that Girl Scouts and Girl Guides is actively doing? Are they putting out reminders to members and to folks like you who've been involved with the leadership for years? Is the current president, do they put out statements on COVID-19 and coronavirus?
Well, I mean, Girl Scouts is basically closed down.
During the
I think
epidemic.
We're yes, and but the thing about it is, they are making arrangements so that most girls have, you know, telephones or somewhere or other that they can communicate, and so there's so many ways that the girls are not being neglected as far as nationally or on the local level. I mean, our building is closed, and I don't even know when they're going to open it because everybody's working from home as far as staff is concerned. And so troop leaders who are volunteers, they are working with their girls in any way they can do it. And I think Zoom has come along, you know, at a wonderful time when somebody like me, who is very unknowledgeable about all of this, I mean, I'm on Zoom, and every now and then, and I always look to see, even at church, if you know what the numbers, and I'm thinking that there's a, you know, about the time I get on, and then the number would change, and I think, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's interesting. But it's been nice to be able to, I would have probably never had a microphone and camera on my computer if it had not been for this, because I can't go to some meetings, and so this is how we are meeting. And I think that technology has made it easier on people that are trying to do what is we're being told to do. But I think I have to admit that the president and our governor, I think, have stepped out too soon.
Yeah. And I agree.
And but I know that, you know, there are people that, you know, they're without jobs, and they, you know, they've got to have some money coming in somewhere or another. And so I can understand why food industry and those kind of things. And matter of fact, the neighbor who has invited me over, we're going to, you know, have food brought in. And the, where she had suggested that we go out to eat, and I said, I don't want to go out to eat. And I said, but I like their food, and I told her what I liked.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, they don't deliver. I'll have to pick up. And I said, well, let's change and go to someplace else that will deliver.
Yeah, I see. I mean, that's great. We're adjusting with the times, and I agree with you about the and not to get political, but I think the president and the governor of your state a little too soon. But again, the concern is getting people back to work and getting people that want to work. And you know, again, we're going to have a financial crisis maybe on our hands. We do already, but I mean, when people start losing jobs and people that, you know, aren't at the age of retirement, and they don't have their pensions, or they don't have their Social Security. So it's a scary time. It's a complicated time, and it's, I don't think anything's so clear cut where this side is right and this side is wrong. But I do think that we should be cautious in order to get this over with quickly. If we dive in so fast, we just might make it worse, and it might just go on for years and years. And that's what I'm afraid of. Again, Frank McKay here, urging everyone to binge listen to everything we're doing with Yvonne Coleman Lowry, and we'll let you know soon where. And think about this: during this crisis, and you know, we're talking to a lady who's 84 years old now, 83 when the whole thing started, and during all of this, she's doing a extensive radio series that you can hear on 15, maybe even 20 outlets around the world, anywhere on the internet. And this is a lady who says she's not so good technologically. She's doing Zoom meetings with her Girl Scouts and Girl Guides, and she is in the midst of releasing a book. This is all while this is going on, and a second, mind you, documentary, while continuing to do an extensive radio series. Getting a lot done for a lady who doesn't reckon herself a technical whiz by any means, but she gets a lot done. Yvonne Coleman Lowry, again, is our very special guest, and we got a couple moments left with her. But if you think about it, we adjust, Yvonne. You know, like the curbside pickup is becoming a thing, and delivery is becoming a thing. We adjust, just like in 2000. In World War II, you know, we went to steel pennies for a couple of years or 2 years when we didn't have the right amount of copper. We adjust as Americans. We're tough. We'll get through this, but we gotta be smart about it. Do you have a sense of confidence, because you've been through these kind of crises before, that we'll get through this one as well?
Oh, well, we're going to get through this. I mean, it may not end up completely like, you know, especially people that lose the life of a friend of theirs. That's when it's hurts, and just getting old is this past year I've lost so many people in death, and when I realized that 83 is the average woman's life, I thought, ooh, some of them died too soon, but a few of us are passing that. But this is a part of life and death, and I guess it's been going on now for however many centuries since the world has been here. And we have to do what we think is best for ourselves and the people around us, and that may not be the same thing for everybody, but I want to live with a consciousness that I have done the right thing by staying in, and I just have to admit, so many people have been so good to me, not only to call or to email, my close neighbors, somebody buying groceries for me. Everybody wants to protect me because of my age partially, but also, I mean, these are classified as my good friends, so that's so cultivate the people that you can, and not because of what they can do for you, but what you all can do for each other. And I tell you, just having somebody to talk to makes a lot of difference. If I didn't have friends, I think I would have a very boring, and this would have been a 2 months of real misery without being able to communicate with others.
That's a good point. The new technology allows us to get through this type of situation, I think, a lot easier. And again, I know it's very difficult, but for those who have lost their lives, and the family members who have lost loved ones and friends and family members during all of this, just our heart goes out to all of you. Yvonne Coleman Lowry here with me, Frank McKay. Any final words, any final advice to everyone? And I know you've given nice words out, little words of encouragement. Right before we go, Yvonne?
Keep up the good spirits and be happy that you are alive and that you have a chance to be friendly to somebody in whatever way it can be, even if it's just, a telephone call. It's important. I mean, I know it's important to me when, people call and I think, oh, I can't believe that they called to say something to me. And I try to make a few calls. And however you communicate with people, continue to do that, because we all need to know that we have friends and that that we're concerned about each other.
Listen, great job as always, Yvonne Coleman Lowry. Thank you very much for being here. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Yvonne Coleman Lowry, everyone, has been our very special guest. Keep a lookout and ear out for when the book will be done, and be ready, and we'll let you know where to get that. And also, we'll let you know where to see the two documentaries. One is finished and has been out there, and a new one coming out, and it's two completely different films. And you'll get, if you watch both of them, you're going to get to see really a wonderful lady in action. Binge listen to everything that we've been doing here in the radio series. She's absolutely wonderful. Yvonne Coleman Lowry has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.